going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Lowering the minimum age for corrections officers from 21 to 18 to address a staffing shortage. First off, what are your thoughts on this, and is this something you can support?
Yeah, while it's not prevalent, there are other states that do allow correction officers to be hired beginning at age 18, and there's some counties in New York that start hiring correction officers at age 18. So we know that it takes place in other areas, and I think we should be assured that there's a process that people have to go through. They still have to take a competitive exam. They have to have the requisite education. They have to pass a background check and interviews and things of that nature. So I'm not necessarily opposed to it. We send 18-year-olds to war to defend the United States. And if we can do that, I don't see any reason why we can't hire an 18-year-old to be a correction officer if they're sufficiently mature and if they're properly trained.
Part of the governor's proposal, Senator, calls for the 18 to 20-year-olds to be assigned to more supervised activities and not be allowed to carry firearms. What are your thoughts on those parts of the proposal?
Well, I'm not completely clear on her full proposal, and I would caution that if we were to hire 18-year-olds for state corrections to help to solve the manpower problems that we have, if they're going to require a higher level of supervision, we're not necessarily solving the problem. I think that we should be looking, if we're going to look to lower the hiring age, we should look to hire people or lower to the age that we're confident that we can hire competent people and properly train them to do the job without special qualifications. Going further, though, we know that 2,000 correction officers were terminated. You've got 2,000 people sitting out there that are already qualified. I see no reason why the governor cannot call them back to work and offer them their jobs back as a means of helping to solve the staffing shortages.
Which would you rather see, the striking corrections officers who were fired for striking or lowering the corrections officers' minimum age to 18?
Well, like many things, I don't think it's black and white, and I don't think there's any single answer. We can operate on parallel tracks, so to speak. We can do a better job of recruiting people to be correction officers. We can do a better job of fixing the problems within correctional facilities as it relates to violence, as it relates to contraband, as it relates to prisoner discipline and things of that nature. We could also hire back the correction officers who were terminated, and we can look to expand the pool of people that we can hire by lowering the age. So I think we can do all of the above.